Now, a big date for your diary. It is Saturday, September the 1st. It is, of course, the date of Pride, Brighton and Hove. I caught up with Trevor Edwards a little earlier. Don't forget, there's only 24 hours left to get your early bird tickets, OK? £8.50 at the moment to get your Pride tickets. After midnight on Saturday, as in tomorrow, it goes up to £12.50. You can book your tickets at pridebrighton.org. As I mentioned earlier, I did chat to Trevor Edwards, who is the director of Pride Brighton Hove, and I asked him first off what we can expect on the big day itself on the park.
We've got the ever popular dance tent that's back, being run by Wild Fruit, the big popular clubbing brand within the city. Revenge, as one of the main sponsors of Pride, who are actually making sure that everything happens, they're hosting the VIP tent, but they're also bringing their Girls on Top brand to another new big top on the park for the first time. That's a 3,000 capacity pop dance tent that hasn't been there before. Legends are sponsoring the cabaret tent, so there'll be 18 drag artists and cabaret artists throughout the afternoon. We have the line dancing back. Do you remember line dancing from previous years?
No, I've never seen the line dancing, but I want to go now.
Yeah. Top of the park, there'll be a line dancing tent, so you know, get your dancing shoes on. We promise fine weather, so you know, you won't be having to dance in wellies. You can definitely have dancing shoes. There'll be the market, there'll be stalls, there'll be a large screen showing you everything that's going on, everything that people have seen before, and of course you know, 7 or 8 bars to make sure that you have a very enjoyable afternoon.
Fantastic. Okay, well, the money being raised for Pride is going to a very worthy charity, is it not?
Indeed. This year we've made a commitment that even before the park gates open we will have given money to charity. So we're raising money for the Rainbow Fund, which is a local fund that specialises in allowing the community to fundraise for LGBT and HIV charities within the city that probably wouldn't get funding elsewhere. So our commitment to them is £1 from every single ticket sold goes immediately to them, and then written into our constitution, after we've had a very successful Pride and when we look at what funds are distributable, even more money will be passed over to them. So I would encourage people to buy tickets now, because the sooner they buy tickets, the sooner we can hand over a cheque. And on that front, I'm going to be delighted on Sunday, because I have to write a cheque for the first tranche of tickets that have been sold. And the Mayor Bill Randall's coming along to Legends at about 4 o'clock, so if anybody's free, come along on Sunday and you'll see a rather large cheque going over to that charity for the first time. And I'm pleased to say that we can do that, because in previous years that side of charity giving's been a little bit missing, and that's something we wanted to get back at the forefront of this, what we're calling our community Pride.
That's the director of Pride, Brighton and Hove, Trevor Edwards, who I caught up with earlier. So basically, you've only got 24 hours left if you want to get your early bird tickets for Pride on Saturday, September the 1st. £8.50 they are, up until midnight tomorrow night. Then it goes up to £12.50. You can book online at pridebrighton.org.